This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The cutthroat business of network television is ramping up right now, getting ready for what is called pilot season. That time of year when new shows are pitched and shot, if they're lucky, and programming decisions are made. Some shows will make it, most won't. And in this era of streaming and peak TV and so very much content, who's in and who's out is a harder call to make than ever before. We've got our entertainment correspondent Adrian Hill here to get us up to speed on shows we might never really see, and also what producers for the small screen are up to. Hey.
Hey, Guy.
So as we saw, I think, during the Super Bowl, right, this is an interesting time to be programming television. Forget ads. What do you do now if you're trying to do, like, content and TV and stuff?
Well, content and TV for everyone. That's the trick for these networks, right? They don't get the luxury of niche stuff. So there are a couple things. If you read the trades, you're going to notice out there. One is the shows that are going to hit you over the head with just how obvious they are. So we've got a show about refugees resettling in the U.S., but they're refugees from U.S. of the future.
Yeah. I can't even get my brain
wrap your head around that one. A small town Kentucky sheriff who has to work with a Muslim FBI agent to solve crime. An African American cop and a Pakistani cop also have to work together. You want to just sing Kumbaya with me right now?
Wow. Yeah. What else are you seeing?
So there are other ways the studios are sort of trying to get to middle America. I think there I think almost all the networks, three of the big four, have military themed shows right now, trying to tap into the sort of patriotic American sentiment that, that both sides were trying to really grab during the election. There's some religious shows in the works, a comedy and a light drama.
That's always dicey, right? I mean,
it'll be interesting to see. And again, these may not show up in the fall. They could fall flat during sort of while they shoot these pilots once they actually see what they've got. There are a couple of shows focused on working class families, but not as many as I was sort of looking for. And one of my favorites here, Kai, you know, you would never guess this one. What? We've got a show about a rapper who runs for political office and wins.
No, we don't. You're making that up. No. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. Not at all on the nose. Not at all on the nose. But, you know, it brings me to, like, this other trick this year, right? If you're doing a political show especially, but really all TV, how do you, in the world, do you make something as entertaining, if I can use that word, as what's going on MSNBC and CNN and Fox News? The drama is so intense in real life. How do you compete with that?
That can't be it, right? I mean, there's got to be more out there than just politics and you know, I mean, what?
And come together.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the networks are really going heavy in on the stuff they do well, which is the escapist stuff, the procedurals, the medical dramas, the goofy family comedies, because at the end of the day, like, don't you just want to
I do. That's
tune
what
out?
I want to do.
That's and that's what these networks are good at, and there's a lot of money going into those shows this year.
Adrian Hill covers entertainment for us. Thanks,
Guy.